In this bulletin, a former Afghan interpreter speaks out for the first time on his efforts to save Australian soldiers from a rogue attacker. World leaders and authors condemn the stabbing attack targeting Salman Rushdie. And in sport, the Wallabies suffer a record loss against Argentina. For the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. A former Afghan interpreter has spoken for the first time about his efforts to save Australian soldiers from a rogue attacker. Farid Rahman has now met with the family of one of the slain soldiers, sharing his fears for his safety 1 year on from the fall of Kabul.
He was injured on the right side, near the ribs. He had one shot. So I had to calm that down. I mean, just to give him more support of coming down, and I got one in my leg. On the way back, I got three other rounds, which I've seen them going out of my left side.
Hear and watch the full exclusive story at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on the SBS TV channel, on-demand platform and news website. Taliban fighters have fired shots and used physical force to disperse about 40 women who were holding a peaceful protest in Kabul. Social media images show Taliban forces firing warning shots and beating protesters to break up the gathering. It's the first women's rally in months and marks 1 year since the Taliban captured Kabul. The protesters chanted their demands, calling for food, work and freedom. The Afghan Independent Journalists Association says three foreign journalists and one Afghan worker were briefly detained by the Taliban for covering the protest, while another two local journalists were slightly wounded. The stabbing of author Salman Rushdie, who is now on ventilator support, has been condemned by world leaders and members of the literary community. In a statement, US President Joe Biden commended the universal ideals embodied by Mr. Rushdie and his work. British leader Boris Johnson says he's appalled by the attack, while Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau described the event as reprehensible and cowardly. The literary group promoting free speech, PEN America, says Mr. Rushdie's essential voice cannot and will not be silenced. Bob Lingle is the owner of the Good Neighbour bookstore, which was close to the literary festival in New York where the attack happened. He says there's an unsettling feeling of disquiet.
I didn't realise what was going to happen yesterday and how quickly we were going to sell out of a couple of his books. But yeah, it's been a couple days of processing. It hit throughout the whole community. A lot of our customers are patrons of the Chautauqua Institution, so they came in. We were all pretty shook as a community.
And in sport, Argentina have defeated the Wallabies 48-17 in the second round of this year's Rugby Championship. Australia got the better of Argentina last Saturday as the Wallabies came from 9 points down at half-time to secure a 15-point victory. In the latest game, injury forced a number of players off the Wallabies squad, including Dave Parecki, Michael Hooper and Quade Cooper. Wallabies captain James Slipper told Stan Sport they're disappointed by the loss.
Off the back of a good performance last weekend, we really wanted to back it up. Probably fell short of standards today, so I thought the Argentinians were pretty good today, and they got the momentum behind the crowd, and they're a tough team to, you know, to, I guess, play catch-up footy against, so full credit goes to them. They were tough.
And Liam Adams has won the City to Surf charity fun run in Sydney for the third time, crossing the finish line in 41 minutes and 12 seconds. The 35-year-old recently competed in the marathon at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, coming in fourth. The annual City to Surf race returned after a two-year hiatus brought about by the pandemic. About 60,000 people took part in the 14-kilometre race from Hyde Park to Bondi for the event's 50th year. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.